The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hello, Rolly Marks. How are you?
How are you, Benj? What is it I hear that you developed a sudden taste for scotch, which I could only applaud because I am partial to a wee dram or to myself?
No, I think it's all fake news. You'll know that fake news is out there. So anyone who suggested that we drank all of the bottles and cups and of whiskey might have been talking nonsense. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's move swiftly along to check out what is going on in Israel. And I see the Guatemalan president is chilling out at AIPAC.
Well, not only is he chilling out at AIPAC, he is making quite incredible announcements at AIPAC. So all eyes will be on Washington this week as the annual AIPAC conference gets underway. But Guatemala's President Jimmy Morales said last night at AIPAC that Guatemala will be following the United States and moving their embassy to Jerusalem. Now, both leaders announced in December that they would be moving their embassies. And we do have a confirmed date for the moving of the U.S. embassy. And rumor has it, although it hasn't been confirmed, that Guatemala can follow just days after that by moving their embassy. And President Morales says it's an issue of reciprocity. We have always been friends with Israel. We have a great relationship with Israel. He did mention that he has received pushback, and I know today there was a statement released by Hanan Ashrawi, who is the spokesperson for the Palestinian Authority, who condemned President Morales' declaration. Nonetheless, the president said that we believe that with Israel we have been good friends ever since the establishment of the state, of the Jewish state, and it's just a matter of reciprocity.
Well, good for Guatemala. Less good news is this terrible terrorist attack that we saw with the car ramming. If anybody saw that video, it was quite horrific. The guy basically running over somebody. But the father has spoken out. He says his son is not a terrorist.
Well, yesterday, four Israelis, one of them a Druze Israeli soldier, was knocked over quite violently. And I don't know. I mean, they say that he was moderately injured. Just footage of that sends chills down your spine. I don't know how he sustained moderate injuries after that very, very, very traumatic knock. But the father of the terrorist, who all we know is that he was an Israeli Arab, or he is an Israeli Arab, he is 26 years old, and he was shot by security forces who managed to stop any further damage. Said that, you know, why would his son do such a thing? He had just come back from the clinic having a checkup with his wife, who is pregnant. It's not an act of terror. They must be mistaken. However, we have had it confirmed by Israel's security forces, who subsequently interviewed the terrorist after he was caught, and they have confirmed that it was in fact a terror attack, and we hope for a speedy recovery for the soldier and the other civilians who were injured in yesterday's pigua drissa, or car ramming attack.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that they do get better soon. Moving on to the other side of the terrorist network, Hamas, COGAT, which you can tell us what that is, Rolene, is accused Hamas of stealing energy from Gazan schools and hospitals.
Well, I tell you, it just astounds me that this doesn't make more international news. But COGAT, which is the unit which is responsible for everything that happens in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank, have announced that they have every reason to believe that Hamas is siphoning electricity from Gazan hospitals and schools. I mean, this is just another flagrant human rights abuse. So there is video footage that shows Hamas operatives or Hamas, I call them terrorists, because any time that you put your civilian population or our civilian population in such obscene danger, you are a terrorist. But the coordinator of government activities in the territories, Major General Yoav Mordechai, says that Hamas continue to steal from Gazan residents and that they actually have footage of Hamas terrorists siphoning the electricity from electricity lines that were intended for hospitals and schools in the city of Khan Yunis in the south of the Gaza Strip. And he says Hamas is not interested in any kind of humanitarian aid for their civilians or even looking after their civilians. And he says that while Israel and Hamas are not interested in any more conflict, this current fuel crisis is just exacerbated by these heinous acts from Hamas.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to have to keep an eye on that. Quite disgusting that people would steal energy from a school. And as you say, it doesn't get picked up by the mainstream
and
media.
And a hospital.
And a hospital, exactly. Not very nice at all. Something a bit more pleasant, though, Ronin. You can already go to some Arab countries if you want to go as a holiday. You can chill out in Dubai, as a number of Duduzani has done. But also Egypt, Jordan. But it seems as though Bahrain is pushing very hard to be a destination for Jewish tourists.
Well, I must just tell you that Bahrain has a thriving Jewish community, all of 37 of them. A couple of months ago, a prominent American rabbi, Mark Schneier, took a delegation of Jews as part of his Foundation for Ethnic Understanding. And what this foundation does is they kind of foster Jewish-Muslim relations. And he's been working on this with the Kingdom of Bahrain since 2011. And he went on a trip very, very recently with a specific objective of visiting the thriving Jewish community and also for his community to see the King of Bahrain's commitment to religious and interfaith dialogue. And this must have been so successful that he is actually trying to encourage Jewish tourism from the state to Bahrain. And apparently there will be a direct flight from New York to the small Gulf Kingdom quite soon. So he says that he hopes that it will inspire other Jewish communities around the world to follow them. And it's one way to also bring Israel and the Gulf nations closer together. And we have seen many overtures towards this goal over the last, I'd say, 18 months or so. So it looks like relations between Jews and the Gulf states certainly are warming up, and I don't think it has anything to do with the shopping.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure they can do a bit of shopping. It probably never hurt. Ro, we got a couple of SMSs in. Somebody asking, what is up with Jared and Ivanka K? That's from Michael and Galamana. And Mervyn wanting to know why Israel just doesn't cut the power to Gaza completely.
Well, let me just answer Mervyn. You know, at the end of the day, we are concerned for the humanitarian crisis that the people of Gaza are facing. It's not their fault that they are made to suffer under the leadership of Hamas, and we need to hold Hamas responsible at every opportunity. But we don't want to see ordinary people suffer, especially not the most vulnerable, and those are those who attend schools and hospitals. So there's no way that we will allow for a grave humanitarian crisis to flourish in Gaza. They already have enough challenges as it is. With regards to Ivanka and Jared, I need to know more details with this. What's up with them?
Well, I think that's referring to the fact that Jared had his high-level clearance taken away, and that might get in the way of his ability to do his, you know, his new role in terms of launching the Trump peace plan and that sort of thing.
Well, we don't know too much other than what we know in the press, because a lot of these details are kept from the media's prying eye, especially with regards to the Trump administration, where they are seen by or the media is seen with its coverage of the Trump administration and people like or advisors like Jared Kushner to be quite extreme in their coverage. What we do know is exactly what has been said is that his security clearance has been downgraded. There has been talk that he is seen by several states, and Israel was named among them, as being naive when it comes to major current affairs issues. We know that he is not particularly popular amongst Americans. As for Ivanka, my heart kind of hurts for Ivanka because she's criticized at every which way she turns, and she's made to answer for her father in every interview. But I think what she does do quite effectively is she works very, very hard to improve the status of women in her country, to improve the status of entrepreneurs in the United States, and we can't discount that. But I think that if anybody has inherited very, very difficult portfolios, it's these two and the magnifying glass under which they find themselves. And also because it seems that with regards to the American press, there's very little that President Trump, according to them, can do right.
Yeah, absolutely. You've kicked a bit of a hornet's nest here, Ro. People saying that if the Palestinians voted for Hamas, they should suffer the consequences. I'm not sure if we need another war with the Palestinian people, if we can help it. I think they already know that they got that one wrong. But anyway, Ro, thank you so much for the Israel report, and you will be chatting with Howard tomorrow.
I'd just like to say one thing before we close, Israel is a humanitarian country. Our army abides by a very, very strict code of ethics and humanitarian doctrine, and we don't want to see civilians punished for any indiscretions by their leaders, for any abuse by their leaders. You know, if that's the attitude that we take towards the people of Gaza, you know, what stops us taking that kind of attitude to any other country that is seen as hostile towards Israel, where perhaps their leadership has been voted in? And we must remember Hamas was voted in on a humanitarian docket and not for their horrendous genocidal terroristic tendencies. Why should people suffer? And I really appeal to our listeners to have heart and ask yourself, do we really want innocent civilians in any kind of conflict situation? Do we want them to suffer because of their choices?
Right. Well, you can ponder on that and come back to Rolene Marks. Rolene, thank you so much. You'll be chatting to Howard tomorrow on the Israel Report.
Bright and breezy and early.